CD 9.
It wasn't fast going through the streets with the crew. To them, the world was a permanent theatre, art gallery, music hall, restaurant and spittoon. And in any case, no member of the crew would dream of going anywhere in a straight line. The poodle, Trixie Bell, accompanied them, keeping as close to the centre of the group as possible. Of Deep Bone, there was no sign. William had offered to carry Waffles, because, in a way, he felt he owned him. $100 worth of him, at least. It was $100 he hadn't got, but, well, surely tomorrow's edition would pay for that. And anyone after the dog now surely wouldn't try anything out here on a street in broad daylight, especially since it was barely narrow daylight now. Clouds filled the sky like old eiderdowns. The fog that was descending was meeting the river mist coming up, and the light was draining out of everything. He tried to think of the headline. He couldn't quite get a grip on it yet. There was too much to say, and he wasn't good at getting the huge complexities of the world into fewer than half a dozen words. Saccharissa was better at it, because she treated words as lumps of letters that could be hammered together any old how. Her best one had been on some tedious inter-guild squabble, and in single column read, "Probe into Shock Guild Rumpus." William just wasn't used to the idea of evaluating words purely in terms of their length, whereas she'd picked up the habit in 2 days. He'd already had to stop her calling Lord Veterinari City Boss. It was technically correct that if you spent some time with a thesaurus, you could arrive at that description, and it did fit in a single column, but the sight of the words had made William feel extremely exposed. It was self-absorption like this that allowed him to walk into the printing shed with the crew tagging along and not notice anything wrong until he saw the expression on the faces of the dwarfs. "Ah, our writer man," said Mr. Pin, stepping forward. "Shut the door, Mr. Tulip." Mr. Tulip slammed the door with one hand. The other was clamped over Saccharissa's mouth. She rolled her eyes at William. "And you've brought me the little doggie," said Mr. Pin. Waffles started to growl as he approached. William backed away. "The watch will be here soon," said William. Waffles still growled on a rising note. "Doesn't worry me now," said Mr. Pin. "Not with what I know. Not with who I know. Where's the damn vampire?" "I don't know. He's not always with us," snapped William. "Really? In that case, let me retort," said Mr. Pin, his pistol bow inches from William's face. "If it doesn't arrive within 2 minutes, I will—" Waffles leapt out of William's arms. His bark was the frantic whir-whir of a small dog mad with fury. Pin reared back, one arm raised to protect his face. The bow fired. The arrow hit one of the lamps over the press. The lamp exploded. A cloud of burning oil rained down. It spattered across type metal and old rocking horses and dwarfs. Mr. Tulip let go of Saccharissa to help his colleague, and in the slow dance of rushing events, Saccharissa spun round and planted her knee hard and firmly in the place that made a parsnip a very funny thing indeed. William grabbed her on the way past and rushed her out into the freezing air. When he fought his way back in through the stampeding crew, who had the same instinctive reaction to fire as they did to soap and water, it was into a room full of burning debris. Dwarfs were fighting fires in the rubbish. Dwarfs were fighting fires in their beards. Several were advancing on Mr. Tulip, who was on his hands and knees and throwing up. And Mr. Pin was spinning around, flailing at an enraged Waffles, who was managing to growl while sinking his teeth into Pin's arm all the way to the bone. William cupped his hands. "Get out right now!" he yelled. "The tins!" One or two dwarfs heard him and looked around at the shelves of old paint tins just as the first one blew off its lid. The tins were ancient, no more now than rust held together with chemical sludge. Several others were starting to burn. Mr. Pin danced across the floor, trying to shake the enraged dog from his arm. "Get the damn thing off of me!" he yelled. "Forget that ing dog! My ing suit's on fire!" shouted Mr. Tulip, flailing at his own sleeve. A tin of what had once been enamel paint took off from the blazing mess, spinning with a zip-zip noise, and exploded on the press. William grabbed Goodmountain's shoulder. "I said, come on! My press, it's on fire! Better it than us! Come on!" It was said of the dwarfs that they cared more about things